This is the Seabed Daily Text. The implausibility of the real truth. Acts 26, 24, and 25. At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. "You are out of your mind, Paul," he shouted. "Your great learning is driving you insane." "I am not insane, most excellent Festus," Paul replied. "What I am saying is true and reasonable." Consider this. The gospel is neither rational nor reasonable, yet it is true. The idea that the Creator God of all the cosmos would become a human being and allow himself to be murdered by the people he created and rise from the dead is neither rational nor reasonable. Yet it is true. Why must we try to dress the truth in the garments of perceived plausibility? It is implausible, but it is true. Why do we insist that truth must pass the test of reasonability and plausibility instead of allowing the truth to define those things? I think it is because we want our truth to be within our control, manipulation, and management. We want truth to be scientifically verifiable to the point that it requires nothing resembling faith. Paul said, "The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." 1 Corinthians 1:18. Have you come to this realization yet? The prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit." The question, "So how about you? Do you tend to try and press the gospel into your own mold of what seems reasonable and plausible? If so, why? Or are you growing in your comfort level with the foolishness of the cross?" For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.